Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
My game plan for big game entertaining? Sam's Club.
Member Casey Harrison.
We save on all the snacks, all the drinks, even a sharp 60-inch LED TV. So on game day, the best seats in the house are gonna be in my house.
Not a member? Start your new Sam's Club Plus membership now through February 5th and score extra points with a $20 gift card. Then make saving part of your game plan all year long.
Great prices, great selection, great party. In my book, that's a win-win-win.
Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We install rain or shine or even that weird thing where there are some clouds, the sun is shining, but you're still getting rained on? Yeah, we'll still install it. Free battery installation, even in weird weather. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Only $9.99.
A 1-pound T-bone steak with fries is just $9.99. Tonight only at Iacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a delicious 1-pound T-bone steak and fries for just $9.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
Online at Iacovelli's.com.
JCPenney's done with all the games and gimmicks. From now on, just great prices from the start every day. Because that's fair and square, and that's JCPenney.
For auto, home, life, and banking, get to a better state. Find an agent or get a quote at statefarm.com.
Starting February 5th, listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. Coming to Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Good afternoon and welcome to the weekend. I'm Bill Cleveland. It is the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. We'll do a quick round of introductions and then we'll do trivia on a Friday afternoon. It's our Who Do You Trust contest, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. In addition to the fabulous prizes that we normally give you, I actually brought in today a pair of tickets to see West Side Story at the fabulous Fox Theater if you are our winner tonight.
West Side Story.
No, we're not doing that bit anymore, Dan.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Really running things into the ground here. So 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. And here we go. Run the control board, everybody. It's Eon the Peon. How you doing, Peon?
Hi, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone.
Okay. Tina Dalpiez is in the studio. How you doing, Tina?
I am. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. And taking your telephone calls, he'll break for just a moment to say hello. Here he is, everybody, Dan Strauss.
Hello, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. We'll take those calls. A little trivia here.
Is this where I get to plug the band?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, go right ahead. What do you have? You got an event coming up?
We do have. We have four, but we're just going to talk about the first one. Our band is actually starting to book some gigs.
Now, what is it called? Henry's Hands, or what is it?
Henry's Humans.
Henry's Humans.
And we are about to put, with your help, Bill, website
blog
together.
Oh. Website, yes. Yeah. And we will be playing.
You got roped into that,
I know,
Bill.
Man.
Yeah, well, he's very talented.
You can only ignore his calls so many times.
Need you.
Yeah. Oh, can you say that again?
We need you, Bill.
Okay, thank you.
We will be playing at Johnny's Place. It's on South Central Avenue in Old Town Eureka on February 11th from 8 until midnight.
Okay.
It's a cute little place. We'll be playing. It's kind of like a little outdoorsy thing, but it's all enclosed. And then during the summer, they open it up.
Well,
so.
Shoot. This week, you could have played outdoors.
Yeah,
so nice.
Probably too. So it'll be, you know, a little intimate, but it's Johnny's Place in Old Town Eureka on Saturday the 11th from 8 until 12.
Okay.
And it's Larry, our guitar player's birthday weekend.
Yes. Help us celebrate.
Yes.
There you go. Is that it?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. There you go. All right, here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. On Fridays, we play a little trivia game called Who Do You Trust? And it works like this. I have a question, and then I will ask Peon, and then Tina, and then Dan, and then you will get to determine which one you think has got the right answer. In other words, who do you trust? Or you can choose to trust none of them, which
is usually the
best
option.
Sometimes is a popular option, but other times not so much. So, and then the first person to get three correct will be our winner. And hopefully it doesn't go too long because I didn't really bring in that many questions today. Here we go. Let's start with Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you?
Mike, we're doing well. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, buddy. Here we go. Here's our first question. You guys are all familiar with Jim Varney. Remember Jim Varney?
Sure.
Yep. What was his...
Hey, Vern.
Yeah. All right, well, Jim Varney used to be a regular cast member on a variety show hosted by what country music artist? We'll start with Eon the Peon. Country music artist had a variety show, and Jim Varney used to be a regular cast member.
Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Roy Clark.
And Buck Owens.
Buck Owens. Okay. Mike, who do you trust?
I trust Tina.
Well, I wouldn't have done that if I were you.
Sorry, Mike. I was a guess.
Oh.
You want to take a guess, Mike, before I cut you loose?
I have no idea.
Johnny Cash.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea.
The Johnny Cash Show.
Wow, I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mike. Right,
thanks.
See you later. The Johnny Cash Show.
Hmm.
There you go.
That's something, Bill.
Sound like Mr.
Ed.
Ed,
I know.
Wilbur.
This is Jim. Hello, Jim. Good afternoon.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
All right. Here we go. We'll start with Tina. What is the maximum number of characters you can use when sending a message on Twitter?
I'm going to say 120.
Dan?
40.
Peon?
140.
All right, Jim, who do you trust?
None of them.
Well, I'd have trusted Peon. The answer is 140 characters. All right.
I knew Peon would know that one.
Good luck.
Good
luck.
Have a good weekend.
All right, good luck tweeting there.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we were talking about Twitter earlier. I have a Twitter account.
Me
but
too.
It just
sits there.
Yeah, basically. But then I remember, maybe I should send something on here. Hey. So I send it, and then, you know.
And I have no idea about Twitter. I don't have a Twitter account or anything. But last night, Ethan Jones was the number one. Is it trending?
Yeah.
It's trending. It was the number, like, the number one tweet people are talking about.
See, I don't understand that either. You're supposed to put, they call it a hashtag, I guess.
Right.
And you're supposed to say what you're tweeting.
Can you tweet on a regular phone, or do you have to have a smartphone?
I think you have to use a rotary phone, actually.
Yes.
To tweet.
No, you have to have a smartphone to do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put your phone back in your purse.
I cannot tweet.
All right. Let's talk to Howard. Hey, Howard, how you doing?
All right, how
but
are you?
But you are tweet.
Doing good. Okay. Pay no attention to the voices in the background there, Howard. All right, we'll start with Dan here. What Rolling Stones song spent 19 weeks on Billboard's Top 40 chart, making it the Stones' most successful hit single?
Start Me Up.
Peon?
Tumbling Dice.
And Tina? 19 weeks on Billboard's Top 40 chart. It was the number one most successful Stones song.
I'm going to say...
We are off
Gimme
at
Shelter.
6 o'clock. What do you have?
Gimme Shelter.
All right. There are your choices. And Howard, who do you trust?
Mr. Dan.
That is correct. Start Me Up. Okay. That's Start Me Up. That's one of the wanted to make sure you guys are on.
I know the song.
He's got one.
I don't know that version.
He's got one. All right. Question number two, and it's back to Peon. What company did Craig Newmark found? What company did Craig Newmark found?
Office Max.
Tina?
Craigslist.
Dan?
Staples.
Howard, what do you trust?
None of them.
Well, you should have trusted Tina. The website Craigslist, founded by Craig
that
Newman.
That was Tina.
That was Tina.
Yes, that was Tina.
Yes. Yes. All right.
So I still shouldn't have trusted Tina.
Yeah. Well, it happens. All right. Thank you, Howard. Happened. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't think Howard wanted to go.
No, he didn't want to give up.
He wanted to hang on. Let's talk to Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Welcome to the weekend. You doing all right, Steve?
Very good, yes.
Okay. And now I believe it's back to Tina. What world leader released a DVD showing his judo moves in 2008?
I would say that would be Putin.
Putin? Can you say Putin on the radio?
No, no.
Putin? I don't think
Did you repeat the question, Bill? I was...
What world leader, Dan, released a DVD showing his judo moves in 2008? And Tina says Putin.
Kim Jong Il.
All right. And Peon?
George Bush.
All right. Steve, what do you trust?
None of them.
Man, you should have trusted Tina. Tina had it right. Vladimir Putin.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Now, see, I don't feel so bad. You guys are getting the right answer.
Root,
right.
Tootin', yeah. Putin.
It's the listeners.
They keep the...
Tootin' raspberry.
All right. And a few more here. Then we got some stories to get to. Let's talk to Rich. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hello there. AM and PM.
All right. Hallelujah. All right. In the video game Pac-Man... We all remember Pac-Man.
Yeah.
All right. There are four enemy characters. Four enemy characters. Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and what's the name of the fourth one? Start with
Dan.
Nod.
Peon?
Claude.
And Tina.
Stinky.
All right. Rich, who do you trust?
Well, I didn't get to hear Tina's answer.
Tina? I said Stinky.
That's what I'm going to trust Tina.
Putin and Stinky? What's going on over there? You shouldn't have trusted her.
I'm sorry. It was a guess.
Peon, what did you say?
Claude.
I have Clyde.
Clyde.
Mm.
That was close.
You're very close. All right. Thanks, Rich. Have a good weekend.
Claude was close to Clyde.
Yes.
I started to maybe second guess myself. Like maybe I made a mistake, but you know, that's never
happened. No, not you.
No.
Doesn't matter anyway. He didn't trust you. This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, let's get a few answers right, Jim. What do you say? All right, what planet was once called Herschel? What planet was once named Herschel? Peon.
Well, I'm not going to steal his answer. I will say Jupiter.
Okay. Tina?
Mars.
All right, Dan, what do you got?
Uranus.
I thought you'd say, is it Uranus, Bill?
Is it Uranus, Bill?
I trust Tina.
Well, you shouldn't have trusted Tina. Dan Strauss had it. Uranus. It was once called Herschel.
Ooh, yeah, you had to save that for Dan. That's
I did.
Favorite.
I waited.
Herschel squirts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
thank you, Jim. The Herschel Highway. All right. Well, crap. Well, let's... More here. Then we got to go. This is David. Hello, David.
Good afternoon.
How we doing, David?
Good. You guys?
We're doing good.
Great.
Good.
How's Frank doing today?
Oh, I don't know.
We don't know.
He's wonderful.
He's not here. He's great.
Up there. That's right.
All right. So who is it? Tina, right? I think it's your turn. What state has the most coastline? Of the 50 states, what state has the most coastline?
I'm going to say...
We are off at 6 o'clock, yes. I'd like to point out.
One of our states, the United States.
All right, Florida.
Iowa.
What? Hang on, did he just say Iowa?
Yeah, he did.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go Hawaii.
Okay. And Peon.
Alaska.
All right. David, who do you trust?
Well, I was thinking Hawaii, but maybe Alaska. Let's go...
Okay. You don't have to trust any of them. You can say you don't trust any of them. So
we're going to Hawaii.
You're going to Hawaii. All right. Well, you should have not trusted any of them. The state of Alaska has more coastline than the entire mainland of the United States combined.
Keon said
Alaska.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
My
yeah.
goodness.
Oh.
What kind of attention is this?
I didn't.
Are you listening to
no.
that?
Did you said Alaska?
Yes, I sat right across from you and said the word Alaska.
You know, I was listening to another station.
Boy.
I'm sorry.
And they're about to give you your first trivia show.
Second show.
Unbelievable.
But David did say boy.
Well, maybe it'll be canceled before your second.
All right. Well, David, I'm sorry.
All right.
Clearly, you're a better listener than I am. Thank you. See you later. All right.
What did you think I said?
I don't know. You know what? When Dan said Iowa, I was completely thrown off.
Well, yeah,
he does that.
That's Dan.
David, you shouldn't have trusted any of them.
One more.
It's Alaska.
Put that on the highlight reel, will you? I can make a promo out of that. All right, and last but not least, this is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Right. Hallelujah. Okay, pay very close attention to the answers because there's a good chance I won't remember them. Here we go. Okay, country music, Brooks and Dunn, who are no longer actually together anymore. What was their first number one hit single? Brooks and Dunn was their very first number one hit single. And we'll see if Peon even knows a country music song.
Is it start
oh,
with
it starts
Dan?
With Dan. I'm sorry, Dan. You go first.
Boots, Scoot, and Boogie.
Okay.
My Maria.
Tina.
Neon Moon.
All right. Mike, who do you trust?
Boots, Scoot, and Boogie.
Wrong.
Is it Neon Moon?
Brand New Man. That was
Brand
very,
New Man.
Very first one.
I don't even know that song.
Yeah. All right. Well,
thanks,
hey, thank you, Mike. Okay. Hey, how about it for another great version?
Hey, but we got a bunch of stuff right.
Yeah, we
you
did.
You guys did fantastic.
We played well today.
You guys did very good. But I still do have the pair of tickets to give away since I don't have a show tomorrow night for West Side Story, and I will get the date for you. I believe it's Valentine's Day. I think it's February 14th. If you were interested and you'd like to go, be the first person through to call Dan and tell him you'd like to go, and we'll get your info.
What about next Friday?
Is that next?
Next Friday is the 10th.
Oh, you know what? Never mind.
All
never
right.
mind. False alarm, everybody. False alarm.
Please,
I will hang on to them. I will hang on to them till next week.
Is the term
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize. Don't call. Stop calling. Stop calling.
Brother.
Stop calling. Look at all the phones. I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
Hey, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Thanks for calling, though. Okay. I'm just taking it. KTRS, I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. I'm going to hang on to them till next week, okay? Thank you. I know. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, you hung up on her.
Got to keep moving.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Thank
what
you.
What happened to you
so
since we were gone?
Oh, he's so
sorry.
Rude.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Not even paying attention to our answers.
We leave for a college. Week and all hell
sorry,
breaks
very
loose.
Sorry.
Yeah. Boy. A week hosting the afternoon show made your head swell up pretty
head.
Big.
Yeah. Well, he had Josh.
He's all cocky.
Josh and Tim Weiland in here.
Yeah. Okay.
They didn't keep him in
line. So next weekend, be ready. Or next Friday, we'll give those tickets away. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. What do you say?
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll have some more. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With a check on traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic. So how's it look, Tim?
Kind of a mess out here. We've got rain that's in the area. By the way, Bill, they're telling you all hell broke loose. Did you tell them how smooth everything went last week, how well the phones were answered?
Yeah, the phones were answered in a timely fashion, and the sound effects were great.
Yeah, but hey, Tim, did he give things away then say, no, I'm just kidding?
No, he gave a lot of compliments out. But
did he listen to the words that were coming out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Was he paying attention when you were talking?
You said Alaska. Did he say, I'm sorry, no one said Alaska.
How easily you could read the names on the computer to the line that they matched up to, right, Bill?
Yeah, it was good times in here, let me tell you.
It's kind of like a coup.
Kind of like a slam to Dan.
Yeah, it sounds like a cut down, I think.
Why not?
Uh-oh, you're breaking up.
Speaking of a cut down, what's going on with that line?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's because we've got some weather moving in here. We've got rain, and I'll tell you what, it's really causing some problems here on eastbound 4064 with hockey traffic coming in, but it is really jammed up from Clarkson through Mason. You're going to find some slow pockets also from Clayton-Warson all the way through Big Bend. We're out here in the O'Fallon area now and looking at traffic just crawling from about Zumbel out through Highway K. Southbound 270, that was slow from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. We're also looking at westbound 40, slow Hampton to McCausland from 270 through Mason. Long road out through Weldon Springs. You've got some slow pockets there also. And eastbound 270, that's jamming up from about McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report brought to you by H&R Block. With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes wherever, whenever, and however you like. H&R Block, never settle for less. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tonight on Pro Football Weekly.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hatley for Pro Football Weekly. Each Friday night, make sure and tune in to keep abreast of what is, well, the start of the 2012 season. Free agency, the draft, mini camps, the Rams with a new coach. Everything you need to know, you'll find out on Pro Football Weekly via radio.
For the outlook on this weekend's NFL action, it's Pro Football Weekly. Tonight from 11 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS and on KTRS.com. We are Mizzou.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
He has it, and the Cardinals are world champion for 2011.
It was one of the most dramatic postseasons in baseball history.
Breeze hits it in the air to center.
Get up, baby. Get up, baby. Get up.
We will see you tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. The
Cardinals won their 11th World Championship in 2011, and now they're going for 12-12. Fans, right now, you can guarantee to see the action at Busch Stadium this year in a variety of ways. Their season ticket plans, party suites, world champion packs, all-inclusive tickets are all available right now. The club is loaded with talent, and Busch Stadium will be the place to be this summer.
What a night!
Fans, this is manager Mike Matheny. When I was playing, we never took your support for granted, and now as a manager, I can assure you that we will always appreciate your tremendous support. Let's make it 12-12. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
What a team! What a ride!
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitch It at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitch It provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitch It will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitch It will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitch It is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
If you're retired and wondering why people call it the best years of your life, then you haven't experienced the carefree style of living at Garden Villas Retirement Community. At Garden Villas, you'll enjoy an elegant, luxurious lifestyle that is uniquely affordable. From the beautiful apartments to the warm, caring staff, Garden Villas offers you the freedom to live life as you like it. Garden Villas' weekly housekeeping and linen service, social and recreational programs, scheduled transportation, and five-star dining frees you from responsibility. Garden Villas also offers you peace of mind, knowing that everything is taken care of with one monthly check. There are no entrance or endowment fees. Start enjoying the best years of your life. Call Garden Villas at 314-434-2520 or visit online at delmargardens.com and get ready for the good life. That number again for Garden Villas Retirement Community is 314-434-2520.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat, Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog, Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
You just can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Having a party for the big game. Serve only the best brats to your guests from G&W Meat. G&W has over 30 varieties of sausage made right on site in South City. Visit the shop Wednesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway. Or go to gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It is time now to check in with Mike Evans on this Aloha Friday. He is out in Southern California, and he is brought to you by Thompson Price. The website is thompsonprice.com. They do kitchens, baths, homes. They're off of Manchester. ThompsonPrice.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Thompson Price proudly presents Mike Evans.
Give it up!
Come on, give it up!
What do you say, Home Skillet? How you doing?
We're doing there, little Billy Clavin, little Billy Clavin. Take care of your business.
I was telling them how much fun we had last week with just, and you provided your own sound effects, which was very generous.
That's
and
right.
Gracious of you. I appreciate that.
No problem, homie. Always great to be on with little Billy Clavin.
Yes, sir, indeed. What's going on?
Got a pop quiz question. How many cosmetic procedures has Joan Rivers had?
Oh, wow.
Just according to Joan Rivers, 500? 750?
Oh, my goodness.
Or 1,000, this is according to her.
Wow.
This has been in the news, so I'm sure you've heard about it, but still, it's worthy of mention. Some Super Bowl nuggets. We start off with Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, sounding like she's not real sure that Tom's going to win the game. That chain email that leaked out yesterday, I like the just part. I like the whole thing, but part of it I especially like reads, quote, "To my sweet friends and family, I feel Tommy really needs our prayer, our support, and love at this time. Envision him happy and fulfilled, experiencing with his team a victory this Sunday.
What?
Pass it on."
Wow. My goodness, Tommy.
You know, it's really sad because, you know, Tom Brady has been so put upon. Maybe God can spend more time answering prayers for Tom Brady than, you know, those, like the orphans and the starving orphans in Africa. And stuff.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tom Brady's had a pretty rough, you know, MVP, Super Bowl rings, worth $150 million. Giselle is a wife. He's had a pretty rough. He probably needs a lot of prayers answered.
Mm. Yep.
Ridiculous. Funny thing happened at a sponsored party when a guy showed up with an invitation without his invitation. No invitation. Security guard wouldn't let him in. Finally, some other people vouched for the guy. The guard did let him in. It was Joe Montana.
Oh,
yeah. Hello, Joe Montana. We're here in Indianapolis, Super Bowl. Hello. Madonna has been getting a lot of bad publicity in Indianapolis. She acts like she's the most important thing happening Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't stand that woman.
No. Me neither.
I, you know what? I hear that she's liable to get booed. I hope that her whole concert, that whole thing is just a disaster.
That will be great if she gets booed.
I just hope there's no wardrobe malfunction, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Skeletor.
Well, I'm hoping for a train wreck. How about her calling a press conference yesterday and talking about, you know, if she dated one of the two quarterbacks, she would date Eli Manning. Well, first of all, she's old enough to be their grandmother. Who the hell cares? What the hell's going on here? Hey, are you guys betting on the game?
No.
I thought about it. You know what? I still might. I don't know.
25 million people going to bet on that game.
Hmm.
25 million.
What do you think?
You know what's interesting is every year we have a Super Bowl and it's always a big deal, but I always love this nugget. I love the Nugget that we watch all day Sunday, but the football is actually only in play for 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Only 12 minutes. Last year's Super Bowl, 11 minutes and 41 seconds. Wow. The ball was actually in play. Otherwise, it was just sitting on the ground there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be watching. I'll be watching. One more sports note. Now, listen to this. You know how I talk about my buddy Tim Bradley?
Yes.
Have I told you this yet?
I don't know.
Sound familiar.
Tim Bradley is one of my best friends. He's a junior lightweight champion of the world.
Oh, boxing.
He has a fight. You know, I always tell you about
yes.
Tim Bradley's going to fight.
The boxer, yes.
Yeah. Yesterday morning signed, he will fight Manny Pacquiao in Vegas, June 9th.
Mm. That's big.
Oh, that is huge. Are you kidding me? What are you guys doing for Super Bowl? Go around table.
It's my birthday, so I will be celebrating.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're going over to a friend's house. Watch it.
I don't have a clue.
We probably have we usually have a couple people over, a couple of the neighbors over, and just sit around and snack and eat all day and watch the game.
Yeah. You know, they might go to Costco and get some of their lobster. Have a nice big lobster.
Ooh. Just you and Cheryl?
Yeah, I don't do Super Bowl parties.
He's got a hot tub. What does he need?
Yeah. Oh, mama.
That's right.
Hey,
how about the cosmetic procedures of Joan Rivers? Is it 500, 750, or 1,000?
Tina?
I'll go with 500.
Peon?
Dan's
1,000.
I say 750.
Yeah, according to Joan herself, she's done 750.
750.
That's what Bill was going to say.
She's going to need more. I mean, obviously, have you seen her face?
Yeah. Hey, homie, before you go,
yeah.
What's your pick for Sunday?
And finally.
He's going to maybe sing it. Sing the song.
We're going to play today.
750.
Take the Giants and the points. Little Yokalani, Lani, Ani, okay, look who in the car, and I, and who, yo. Two way, come and kick, car, who? Why, man, look, come and kick, car, car, who, yo.
Anana Kuli, Makawani, Ani, Ona, Nana Lula, Wak, Hawaii.
Huh.
What is the points, bro?
I don't know. He didn't say, did he?
He didn't say.
Wow.
The Giants and the points.
Yeah, I just don't care about either one. I mean,
I like Eli Manning.
I like
spectacle.
Well, I certainly like him more than I like
the spectacle more than the teams.
All right, that was Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com, the website. We got just a couple minutes here, don't we?
Yes.
I printed out these for last week, and I never ended up using them. 101 NFL fun facts. I'm not going to read 101, but.
Oh,
some of these are pretty interesting.
Why not?
You know, I don't want to bore everybody.
Too late.
Oh.
No network footage exists of Super Bowl I. How about that?
Oh, that's a shame.
It was reportedly taped over for a soap opera.
Oh man,
those are rumors. That's not official, but that's the rumor that they taped over the footage of the very first Super Bowl, so no Super Bowl footage exists for the very first one. Let's see a couple of these. Former Vikings running back Robert Smith is an amateur astronomer. He also retired early from the NFL to pursue a career in medicine. A lot of those guys are pretty smart. A lot of those football players. And then you got some who are just complete morons.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are pretty smart. Who's the one that's... he's like a really smart lawyer. He was a 49er quarterback.
Steve Young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a pretty smart guy.
Quarterbacks usually have to be pretty intelligent. Yeah.
This says the Colts were the first NFL team to have cheerleaders.
Really?
I used to think it was the Dallas Cowboys, but I believe, in fact, it was the Colts.
Wow.
And this is from the website. The Colts, the first team to have NFL cheerleaders. Now that I've said that, I remember asking this at a trivia night, and my answer was the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and I had like 12 people approach the stage and threaten to beat me because I had the right.
They
said it was the Colts. Boy, there's nothing worse than having
I bet.
One year, I remember I asked a question, who was the first person to hit a home run in the new Busch Stadium, and my answer was Albert Pujols. Well, I was thinking that I had written it with first Cardinal. Well, it wasn't Albert Pujols. There were two other people that had hit home runs in our now new Busch Stadium before Albert. Well, again, you know,
it was one of the guys from the Brewers, right?
And before that, there was, I believe,
a minor league.
It was a minor league. Somebody hit a home run. Yeah. So
you had that question the one year too about the lowest prime number? You
oh,
that
my
one
gosh.
Too?
What
oh,
is,
teachers.
That caused an uproar.
What is the lowest prime number? And at some point in time, the curriculum changed from one number
zero to one.
Yeah, 0 to 1. And we had different people who were math teachers, and you had one from the olden days that said, no, it's this, and you had some newer teachers that go, no, it was this. And
people were fired up.
Oh, that was an ugly one.
Yeah, they get pretty upset. Well, the other one, I got a guy but nearly punched me out because I said, what was the first soft drink in outer space? And, of course, now I can't think of it. I think it was Coca-Cola.
I think you're right think because we answered Tang.
But somebody said Tang, and then I had a guy come up and argue with me, well, Tang is a soft drink. I said, no, Tang is not a soft drink. Tang's like some powdered crap you put in a cup. But it's not a soft drink. And then we went round and round. So, hey, good times, let me tell you. Any trivia night that I'm at, boy, controversy all night long. All right, maybe share some of these when we come back from the break. We'll come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, I'm glad you guys got a hold of me. We're getting ready to land because the visibility is getting pretty bad, and it's raining out here, and that's causing traffic to just be pretty chaotic. We're looking at westbound 4064, and it's jamming up the usual spot, the Science Center through Hampton, McCausland. Then you're heavy from Spady through Maryville Center, from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. It's pretty slow, and then you're heavy 94 through Weldon Spring. On southbound 170, that's jamming up a little bit south of Page down through Highway 40. We've got hockey traffic coming in, and that has eastbound 40 jamming from Clarkson through Mason. It's slow from McKnight up through Big Bend. Southbound 270, slow Page down through Doherty Ferry. We had a stalled vehicle on eastbound 70 at Salisbury that was blocking the left lane. Westbound 70, heavy past the airport, opens up after Cypress, but then you're jammed up from 94 out through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Salads from St. Louis Bread Company can help you kick off your New Year's resolution in a nutritious way. Try one today, like the Thai chopped chicken salad or the new Mediterranean salmon salad, only at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran. As much as it hurts me to say this, even Newt Gingrich deserves to be treated fairly.
The Cochran Show.
Nancy Pelosi, you need to say what's on your mind.
I'm gonna make my prediction of what Nancy Pelosi has on Newt Gingrich.
Weekday mornings at 10.
And Newt Gingrich is an illegal alien.
The Big 550.
I mean, like, from outer space.
Oh,
alien.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Donald Trump from another planet.
Yeah.
It's all about the hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gingrich and Trump could be from the same planet. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
KTRS.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you call the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the Giant.
So it's the Giant Patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
the verge of a Super Bowl weekend. I believe the pregame show started a couple days ago.
Yes.
You guys have been tuning in to that.
Oh, yeah.
So you found out who's favored now?
The Patriots are favored by 3.
Patriots by 3?
Yes, by 3 points. That's the point spread.
That's a tough call.
Yeah, it is.
Right, a few more of these little NFL fun facts. Terry Bradshaw. I like Terry Bradshaw. I think Terry Bradshaw is a pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
The first and only NFL player to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That surprises me. I figured you'd have somebody like maybe a Deion Sanders or who are some of these other ones? Like Howie Mantel.
Howie Long.
Howie Long, some of these other guys who have been out there. But so Terry Bradshaw, according to this, the only NFL player.
Isn't that the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Isn't that where you have to buy the star?
That's where somebody has to come up with the money. It's actually a pretty interesting process, and you have to submit a request, and then there's like a little, you know, committee that decides, well, yeah, you get, and they only, you know, they do like 10 or 12 a year, and they have a little ceremony. And why were you wanting to buy me one?
Yeah.
To put
I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I have a brick down at the stadium.
A brick. Yeah. All the stars, and then there's a brick with my name on it. That'd be terrific. According to a study conducted in 2006, who do you think is the most loyal group of fans? For what team? What do you think? This is according to a study in 2006. Doesn't tell me who did the study. It just
Dallas Cowboys.
I would say Packers.
Tina? Got a guess? We're off at 6 o'clock. I'm just kidding. I like to say that. The Cleveland Browns.
Really?
Wow.
I don't know what the criteria might be, but...
Well, they've been bad for a number of years, and people still go.
Like the Cubs, I guess.
Yeah.
The record for the most fumbles in a season...
gotta get a fumble!
Oh, my goodness. The record for the most fumbles in a single game is 7, quarterback Lynn Dawson of the Kansas City Chiefs. Huh.
Oh, he himself fumbled 7 times?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
man.
Not good.
How do you make it to the Super Bowl if you're fumbling that many times?
He was a good quarterback, too.
Oh, let's see. Randy Moss? He still plays, right?
No?
No.
That should show you how much I follow football. Randy Moss owns a fruit smoothie franchise in West Virginia.
Wow.
the Randy Moss smoothies, you can go to West Virginia. I mentioned this before on a trivia question. Joe Montana sang backup on what Huey Lewis song?
Oh, that's right.
Hip
to be square?
I want a new drug, right?
Oh, crap. Now I don't remember.
It was Hip to be Square.
It is Hip to be Square.
Yeah, because we mentioned during Joe Hipperson's segment.
Hip to be Square. Yeah, Joe Montana and a couple other 49er players. What quarterback once appeared on Wheel of Fortune?
A quarterback?
Mm-hmm. We should know this.
Was it Kurt Warner?
He was in St. Louis. No, not Kurt Warner.
Oh,
he was in
Jim Hart?
No. Yeah, he was in Trent Green.
Oh.
Appeared on Wheel of Fortune before, I guess, he joined the NFL. Following Thanksgiving, Super Bowl Sunday is the largest food consumption day in the United States. Speaking of food on Super Bowl, if you haven't been to BillRadio.com, there's a picture that I've put up there. It's on, I got a little section on there. It's called Snapshots, and you click on it, and there is a photo that somebody did. Now, don't email me and ask me how to make this, because I have no idea how to make it. And I've been getting emails, honest to God, somebody put it on Facebook, and it's been spreading like wildfire. I just stole off the internet like everybody else. So I'm getting emails from all over the country. People are sending me asking, how do you make this? How do you do this? It's a snack food stadium. They've made it out of sandwiches and lunch meats and different things.
Oh,
and
I've seen that.
It's really, really cool. So you can go to BillRadio.com and click on the snapshots thing, and it'll pop up, and you'll see it. It's really, really neat. But don't email me, because I have no idea how to make it. And why would anybody want to eat anything that's been sitting out that long? You know I had to take more than a day to put this thing together.
Right, yeah.
Have you seen the photo? It's huge.
Yeah.
And inside, like the chips and the little carrots and different little things.
Somebody's
got
to walk in the fridge or something.
Oh, that could be. That could be.
A restaurant.
But still, and then all that handling of the lunch meat.
OCD.
Yeah,
kicking in.
Man. Not so much.
Maybe they have gloves on, Bill.
Yeah, they can maybe, or maybe not. All right, there you go. Hope you folks have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. And the commercials and all that good stuff. The commercials, I guess, really what most people watch.
Yeah, boy, the last 3 or 4 years,
not
though,
so good.
It's been kind of a letdown.
There's one that's supposed to be pretty funny with Ferris Bueller.
I saw it already.
Is that any good?
It's been leaked out. Yeah.
I refuse to click on it until I watch it during
the
game.
You're still here?
So there you go. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
KTRS St. Louis. McGraw, Corcoran, Franco Pinion, Steve Cochran. Sports Night with Hanley and Marisette. Then, the Nighthawk Flies on the Big 550 at KTRS.com.